Hello and welcome to This Is Our Planet. I'm Simon Simpson, and with me in the studio today is Peter Bowman from Friends of the Earth in the UK. Peter, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. It's great to be here.
Peter, most people have heard of Friends of the Earth, but when exactly did it start its works to save the environment?
Friends of the Earth was founded in 1971.
And how big is the organisation today?
Well, there are about 70 international groups and 5,000 local groups in 75 countries.
Wow, it's huge. So what kinds of things does Friends of the Earth do?
Well, we encourage more recycling, for example, and campaign to protect the world's wildlife. The most important thing we do, however, is to fight climate change. In my opinion, this is the biggest problem.
Right. So what exactly do you do to fight climate change?
Well, one of the things we do is campaign for green energy and transport in the UK and the rest of the world. For example, we encouraged governments to sign the Kyoto Agreement in February 2005. This agreement says that rich countries have to cut the amount of carbon dioxide pollution.
So that includes the UK?
Oh, yes. The UK has only 1% of the world's population, but produces 2.3% of the world's carbon dioxide. The government wants to cut this pollution by about 20% over the next few years.
And this should help to stop climate change?
Well, scientists agree that this isn't the complete answer, but it's a good start. To be honest, we all need to play our part. What we do at Friends of the Earth is to provide information so that ordinary people like you and me can do something to help.
So what kinds of things can we do?
Well, you can cut down your household rubbish. You can write letters to the government. You can donate money to Friends of the Earth or join your local group.
So basically, everyone can do something, Peter.
That's right. And if you send us your email address, we'll keep you in touch with our different campaigns.
Okay. Thank you very much for being with us today, Peter. I think that's given us all a lot to think about.